BBC News, I'm John Shea. Rescue workers in Myanmar have described scenes of utter devastation in Mandalay, the city closest to the epicentre of Friday's earthquake. Many buildings have collapsed and they're digging to reach people trapped under the rubble. It's thought that hundreds or even thousands were killed across the country. This rescue worker, who doesn't want to be named for security reasons, told the BBC's Burmese service that people were feeling anxious.
When night fell in Mandalay, people didn't dare go back to their homes. They were so afraid. Families and relatives gathered on the street in front of their houses. Some were sitting on the street. They were unable to sleep. They were so scared that they had never experienced anything like this before. They are terrified for their families, friends and relatives who've disappeared before their eyes.
Our Asia-Pacific regional editor Celia Hatton assesses how the complicated political system in Myanmar is affecting the rescue and recovery efforts there.
Communications networks are patchy and major transport links have been cut off, making it difficult to assess the quake's overall impact. But the picture is already serious enough for Myanmar's ruling general, Min Aung Hlaing, to issue a rare appeal for outside help. Myanmar was already a country on the brink of collapse after years of grinding civil conflict. The ruling military regime has faced tough sanctions since seizing power in a coup in 2021. Since then, Myanmar has largely been isolated.
Rescuers in Thailand have been working through the night using floodlights and drones to try to locate dozens of people trapped under the rubble of a high-rise building in Bangkok. The skyscraper, which was under construction, collapsed as tremors from the earthquake in Myanmar reached the city. Nick Marsh is there.
A couple of hundred of workers did manage to escape. They scrambled out. Around 100 still under there. We've seen sniffer dogs go in. We've seen heavy machinery come in. This enormous crane had to be brought in just to get rid of those massive metal girders that had been holding the building up, just to get them out the way so that search for survivors could begin in earnest. The whole time that we've been here, unfortunately, we haven't seen any sign of survivors. The rescue workers still, of course, continuing to look for any sign of life. They're going to continue into the morning. They're going to continue well into Saturday.
President Trump and the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney have both given a positive account of their first phone call since Mr. Carney took office earlier this month. The conversation followed weeks of acrimony over Mr. Trump's imposition of tariffs and his insistence that Canada should become a US state. Mr. Carney said he would impose further retaliatory tariffs next week. But he said they'd agreed to begin talks on a new partnership after Canada's forthcoming general election. World News from the BBC. The US Vice President J.D. Vance has accused Denmark of underinvesting in the security of Greenland, leaving its territory vulnerable as China and Russia show increasing interest. Speaking at a remote US military base there, Mr. Vance expressed the view that Greenlanders would vote for independence from Denmark. The BBC's Mariam Moshiri is in Greenland's capital, Nuuk.
J.D. Vance talked about the Greenlanders choosing independence from Denmark and then having conversations with them from there. That's a marked difference, it has to be said, from the urgency of those Mr. Trump comments in which he said America has to have Greenland and also moves well away from talking about taking this island by force. But it has to be said, Mr. Vance also took aim at Denmark. He criticised the country for what he called an underinvestment in the infrastructure of Greenland and also maintained that Greenland would be better off under the security umbrella of the United States.
Russia has carried out a mass drone attack on the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, setting fire to a hotel and restaurant complex, as well as other buildings. The regional governor said four people were killed and others seriously injured. He said more than 20 drones targeted the city, but most were brought down. The tech billionaire Elon Musk says his artificial intelligence startup xAI has acquired his social networking platform X. The all-stock deal, including debt, values X, once known as Twitter, at $45 billion. Posting on X, Mr. Musk said combining the two firms would unlock immense potential by blending advanced AI capability with huge social media reach. Brazil's Football Confederation has sacked the head coach, Dorival Júnior, after his team lost 4-1 to arch-rivals Argentina in a World Cup qualifier. The defeat left Brazil in fourth place in the South American group, although they're still well-placed to qualify for the finals next year. BBC News.